Hey everybody, we're still talking about communication and the how-tos and difficult conversations, tips for talking. I'm doing this for a reason, and you'll learn more about that in this video. But first, I'm going to ask you straight up for a self-check. Is there a conversation that you need to have? Is there a conversation just waiting to be held? Do you owe somebody an important conversation? Might there be one that you've been avoiding? Why? We're going to talk about that today and what to do about it. Could that conversation be with a loved one? Could there be a need to cover something with a client or your coworker? Something that needs to be said? A need to set something straight? Or might it be a needed conversation that needs to be held with yourself? Now, one of my made-up words that y'all know me to use for sure fits here. In your self-check, when you think of a conversation you may need to have, you may experience what I call know, G-N-O-W. Know, G-N-O-W is my word for the times when you have a general sense that you know something, but it's gnawing at you. A G-N-O-W know is something that you feel, something that's known, yet something is amiss. Maybe you tamp it down, but do check. Is there a conversation that you need to have? It's been my experience, both in life and as a patient advocate, that we ourselves often struggle with this phenomenon of knowing in two ways. First, realizing that a need does exist, and then feeling a kind of a tug, an ought to, a really should, in your desire to have this conversation, to clear it, to clarify it, to complete the action. So many times we don't act on our no's. Why? Reluctance? Fear, maybe? It could be a tricky conversation with an unclear or a volatile outcome, or perhaps with volatile person. Maybe we lack information, even if that information could be used for our purposes, but a conversation never held doesn't get us any information from the other party. We stay lacking. Other times we feel it all right. It's really uncomfortable. That's why so much of my work and my videos and blogs are about bettering our abilities in the communication and conversation area. Conversation fixes so much. Simple or complex, it clarifies. It enlightens. Ooh, did you hear the word light? Can you picture yourself somehow lighter? Have you ever been lighter, relieved to know that you've gotten to the other side and it wasn't the big ugly monster that you had made it up in your head to be? Conversation alleviates. It brings us together. It delivers both parties onto the same page. It gives us the floor and we are heard. And we learn how the other one feels. Perhaps we're introduced to new information and have good impact from that. Sadly, there are many among us who, in their denial, will not be able to realize that there is even a need for conversation, nor will they ever realize the solution, the relief, or the results of conversations held. And so I work. In the past, I've realized that some conversations that I needed to have been ones with myself. You ever been there? The conversations we may need to have with ourselves can range from, what's stopping me? What's stopping me from starting? Why does this scare me? Is this real or realistic thinking? What if I screw up? What if I say something that causes the other person harm? And besides that, how do I even begin? How do I come to learn about self-advocacy or finding the ways and the words to help get the health care that I deserve? How exactly do I push that envelope? This list is not exhaustive. It all boils down to examining the intersections in conversation where you find that you're perpetually confounded. Return there. Pursuing a greater understanding of that which confounds us is a logical first step. So plenty of people can sense when something is off or not quite right. There's something wrong that's preventing them from getting what they want. So in response and in my work, many people need some help to explore and determine just why this confound is there in the first place. We figure it out. We get past it. And then we make a plan and implement it, all in conversation. When you think about it, conversation can be both the problem and the solution at the same time. How ironic is that, that the problem, conversation, is also how we get to the solution, whether it's interpersonal or a self-advocacy matter or in the home or the workplace. The conversation at first can be the problem. Then we use conversation to find out the way to the solution, and ultimately, it's the solution itself. I submit to you that helping others with conversations that they need to have is a big part of my patient advocacy. Unlocking things, learning things, planning solution, and then helping folks execute their plans. Nothing is finer to me than helping folks learn how to get to where they need to be, get to what they need, get what they deserve. Solution is very satisfying on both of our parts. So what to do now when you realize that you have a conversation that you need to have? In other words, you know GNOW. Let's talk about how we can get you from here to there, because you owe this one to yourself. Let's enter the solution in the form of helpful tips. First of all, think. Give some thought to the conversation that you know you must have. Second, visualize. Visualize the outcome. Visualize yourself doing it, being in the process. Visualize the gain, the win. Go back to the last segment I did, the crafty lead-ins for difficult conversations. It's a blog on my website, nancyruffner.com. And in that one, you'll find tips for setting up a conversation and incorporating the tips as to how to have a tricky conversation. Third, remember that this is doable, because it is. Next, focus on that outcome and go get what you deserve. You can bring this to the outcome that you want. Next, touch briefly on that area that scares you and use your desired outcome to overcome any reticence. Focus on the benefits. Allow yourself to be bolstered by the benefits, not by your sense of or fear of being able to do that. I didn't say that very clearly. Focus on the benefits. Allow yourself to be bolstered not only by the outcome, but your sense of having done it. Next, you can contact me. I help a lot of people through communication sticky spots. And lastly, feel good about this one. Enjoy being part of the process. Mark your success, because now you've got a notch in your belt. Do you know the reason for these last few segments about communication and conversation and talking? Have all been for a reason. Next month, in April, we celebrate one of the most important days of the year, in my opinion. I'm talking about NHDD, National Healthcare Decision Day, April 16th every year. It's a day that is designed to raise awareness about the need to plan ahead by making some healthcare decisions and building your team. To quote a good friend of mine, we can all have a say about how things will go and where we'll end up. And in my book, that is a yep. We're going to go there. And I can show you how to have your say. So finish that conversation with yourself and then have one with me. I invite you to book a call and there'll be a link below this video to enable you to do just that. Join me also in my next segments when I can help you immensely with healthcare decision-making, documentation, and of course, conversation. Thanks, everybody.